PSMCOR, Changing Our Reality, has been around now for a while under, I guess, this organization. And there have been so many different point of views and podcasts and, I don't know, I mean, specialists, experts, and, you know, coming from a lot of different walks in life. And unfortunately, we're at a time where unfiltered and unvetted information is no different than ambitious and wrong and uncontextual, if I use that word, information that's out there as well. So no matter if there's no watchman on the wall, so to speak, in the information world, if the information that the watchman is watching for is wrong already, uncontextual, and the stuff that's being filtered and deemed as unvetted or unsubstantiated, it's going through filters, and those filters, again, unfortunately, in themselves are limited in their capacity through the things they got through prior to whatever walls or protection they think they're putting up. And that's where we are. You know, so much just runs out there, and it's not a bad thing. It's actually one of the best things. The reason why I use the word unfortunately is because it's almost like a crash party or a crash event, or something happens out of the blue and your time to prepare is very short, so you have to prepare quickly. And in the preparation, other things begin to take place. So with the information going out there so fast, it's a good thing, because just as fast as it go out there, it's, I guess, disproven, it's relegated back to where it belongs and wherever, and it's misproved, disproven, or whatever happened as the information gets out there. So that's why I say it's not a bad thing. But what makes it a bad thing is that those that are competing against whatever information is going out there, their motives, their agendas aren't always pure, or for the sustenance or sustaining of the whole, or for everyone to, you know, eat off that tree or benefit from. So now the filters of this information are just as corrupt as the information that is being allowed through. So it doesn't really matter either or if you have those protections or not. You know, if you don't know what you're looking for, and if you yourself haven't sought of yourself through your own, you know, challenges or whatever, education. But the reason why I'm bringing that up is because PSMCOR is always going to look at life from many different facets. And I'm thankful to God for the different facets of life and different experiences that people have that are willing to share. Because if you pay close attention, the thing that's going to help anyone stand before the throne of God is their testimony, the word of their testimony. And if the experiences and parts that other people add in were not readily available, then certain aspects of what we're looking for wouldn't be there. So our testimony has to be constantly rehearsed, because it's a pillar, it's a cinder block, it's a part of the building. And we remember he said, upon this rock I build my church. He built it through your testimony. Your testimonies are those blocks of what he's done in your life. So we're going to call this one going forward you. Just you. There are a lot of avenues, a lot of aspects of you through life, starting from as far back as we can remember, and in some cases, when I say we can remember, I'm talking about your own personal life. Some people could remember more experiences and back further at different points in their life. And I don't want to say ages, because while you were in that point in your life, age was not relevant. So we wouldn't say age. Age was something that was applied by those on the outside looking in. So some of the experiences that happened during whatever time they deemed it may not have been the same for you. So there are some people that could remember more about their childhood, more about their upbringing and things of that nature. And those things make up the biggest part of who you are. Of who you are, the things that come from the root. The things that come from the closest to the root, as, and I don't like to lay it out there like this, but almost saying that anything that falls from the tree, because of gravity and other things, it can't fall as far, especially if it's not on a hill. So whatever falls from that tree falls close to it, you know. So we'll say that the best understanding of who you are is in that world, in that place, because it is there that you felt all the aspects of what life here without the breaking of the relationship between God and man was supposed to be like forever. That you is the closest. And coming from the place that you pre-existed this world. Now, for most part, we can talk later about that aspect if it brings, you know, some sort of confusion, or it brings in, you know, some sort of, you know, stress, or, you know, something. We can talk about it down the line. But in your pre-existence, there was a time where the peace that you seek for in this world, you once had. The concerns that you are now faced with, and the concerns and challenges and whatever obstacles that have manifested themselves in your life, those things are on this side. There was a time in your existence, the inner you, the you, existed, that those things were not present. But on this side, there are those things, and the way we relied and the way we submitted to whatever was around us and whatever contained us in that place, as you transitioned into your existence in this place, those things began to, memories of those things, relation to those things, because of man's misdirection, man's missing of the mark, man's breaking of communication with God. After you're on this side, you get further and further and further from the memory of such things. As your memory bank and as your intellect changes to more primitive natures, and such as a survival and self-sufficiency and different things that we'll find that find themselves down the line further. And most of them were spoken of, you know, during the times of the early apostles and the early church that we still reflect upon, such as some temperaments and some attitudes and some mindsets that we carry in this life. But those things were on this side. So when looking for you, don't be afraid to go back and look into that place where you found that rest. Try to remember. And so you may have to look through and deal with some of the things that kept you from opening is it will be that door. Because that's where you are. And the struggle and the challenges and the pull, the war that, again, Scripture has pointed out that there will always that war that's between the spirit and the flesh, the pull that goes on inside. You may have to look back through some of those things, but it's with this that you look back with the light of the gospel. You say, well, I'm not a religious person. I don't believe this or that. The gospel is good news. And the good news is the same regardless, no matter where you walk from, no matter what badge or banner you submit under, no matter where you bow your knee. There are some things that are the same in each and every one of us, regardless, because it is an experience. And it is in your looking and your striving that you run into some of those challenges that you've avoided for so long. But it will forever be sure that the one that will enlighten your eyes to see will be the one that carries you through the pain that you now face and are experiencing, because you're facing it with your eyes wide open. For thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And if his light leads you, his light will carry you through. But that's where you are. And that's the door. That's where you're set free from. For he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Think about this as we continue on looking for you. Because this is going to be a reflection of a lot of parts of what I want to bring forth in this changing of our reality. The communication that was lost was similar to the child, the pet, the being that leaves its nest in search of something. And as it leaves wherever it is, even with instinct and all the experiences that were gained before it left, or whoever, or whatever you choose to put in that position, it left where it originated from. Its whole hope was that in the memories of that place and the memories of the path that you've taken would be strong enough and would be readily accessible enough to lead you back to where it was. That, you know, for whatever, some seek money, fame, fortune, food, life, health, whatever. Whatever it was that took you from that place. As long as there was communication, first and foremost, there was some type of communication, and communication is verbal and nonverbal. So if there was something that you could see, hear, as a part of that memory to jog your memory on your way back, you would access it. But the longer you stay away from that place, the harder it is to remember, because just like in an area in life or an area, let's just use your yard or whatever, for example, an area that you leave untended to, over time, overgrowth, grow up and weeds and everything else. And it does obstruct your vision and the path that you have to travel. So, and in doing that, we do get disoriented and at times even more lost than we are. So one of the main things that you want to look at in that you is to always remember that he said, except you become, you come as little children. You cannot enter in. You have to go back into where the you is. And I hope I use that right. Because there are things that make up the you that you are. Some things were picked up through environment, culture, social orientation, I guess, or use that word. But it was a lot of things that makes up you. But those things also cover you. And they're like calluses, things that cover over time. And we can use the example of a pearl, we can use the example of callus, we can use the example of, you know, things that just build up, tartar, anything that just builds up over time. And that's, for the most part, what makes up the you. Things that were just there by default, things that were just brought out, things that were just there. And so sometimes through the rubble of those things, those other things, you have to be sure that you get through them to find you. Laying aside, some we've picked up, laying aside. We have to lay aside the things that we picked up. Because some of the things we picked up weigh us down. Some of the things we picked up continually send us in that erroneous direction. To the point that sometimes we continue so long with such weight and such misdirection that we get comfortable and get used to it and continue. But we don't want to allow those things, so we lay them aside. The things that add to those things, we put them aside, like malice and envy and things inside of us. Why? Because we got to remember those are a reflection to what's on this side. So if I constantly respond and live according to this side, I could never find what I was looking for on that side. So I can't allow those things to continue to shape me and the you, because they are contrary. They work adversively or adversarially or however that would go. They work contrary to what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So when you start to walk away from them and lay them aside, you then realize the pull that they have. The pull. End to part one, introduction to you. Please continue on with part two as we expand more into the pull and more aspects of what make the you. And with it all, we can pull it back together and pray that the promise or the prayer of our Lord is fulfilled. And he said, Father, make them one as we are one. The different fractioned pieces of our makeup, our being. Through God's mercy, we will bring it back together. First, recognizing who we are, you.